USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the news that a Saudi national opened fire at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people and wounding eight.
We're getting to the bottom of it. All of the investigators are there now, and they're studying it very closely. And terrible thing. And our condolences go to the families and to everybody involved, including the wounded. We have some badly wounded people also. And we have to extend our condolences to them, and we'll be working with them all very closely.
President Trump is also cheering the latest news that the economy added 266,000 jobs last month and unemployment dropped to 3.5%, a 50-year low. And former Secretary of State John Kerry is campaigning with Joe Biden in Iowa following his endorsement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
On the 2020 campaign trail, reaction is still coming in to former Vice President Joe Biden calling someone a liar and then challenging him to a push-up competition. Reporters on Friday caught up with Biden in Iowa.
That it's going to be part of what is the opposition's case, you know? I mean, you know, you've done a bad thing or so-and-so, which is not true. So, but look, we're going to, I'm confident this is, look, Trump's already spending $12 million to try to make the same message, send the same message, and there's nothing to the message. But any rate, I probably shouldn't have challenged him to push-ups.
The U.S. is targeting three Iran-backed Iraqi militia leaders with sanctions. The Treasury Department says the three militia leaders were involved in serious human rights abuses in Iraq. The Treasury Department is also blacklisting an Iraqi business for bribery and corruption. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is telling the Judiciary Committee to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Pelosi believes the facts are uncontested and that the president has violated the Constitution in the Ukraine scandal. I had a chance to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Now he's author of a new book titled The Rifleman, which comes out on Tuesday. And one of the things we discussed was this impeachment process that's going on and how he feels this will work out for the Democrats.
Well, you know, look, Tim, you and I probably, we're not the only Americans who listened to what Jonathan Turley testified to last week. But Jonathan Turley was only one of the four, quote, constitutional law experts that saw this travesty for what it really is. It's a terrible, terrible mistake. And what it does is and Turley pointed this out, it lowers the standard of behavior in future Congresses when somebody else decides this guy shouldn't be in office. And sadly, it could indeed be a Republican Congress that does that to the next president. It's a terrible mistake that they've made in this.
Ford Motor Company has issued a recall for over 240,000 Super Duty pickup trucks built between 2017 and 2019. The vehicles involved all have electric tailgate releases that could fall due to water getting in the electrical wiring. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.